This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. CPN Maoist Center forms five-member task force led by Vice Chair Krishna Bahadur Mahara for comprehensive leftist unification. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party to decide on vote of confidence to Prime Minister on 10th of January. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said, formulating Federal Education Act is government's priority. And Kevin McCarthy elected U.S. House Speaker after 15 rounds of voting. Now the news in detail. The CPN Maoist Center has formed a task force under the coordination of Party Vice Chair Krishna Bahadur Mahara for a comprehensive leftist unification. At a meeting of the CPN Maoist Center at the party headquarters today, the party formed the five-member task force led by Vice Chair Mahara. Party spokesperson Mahara also said the party has decided to urge all political parties and independent MPs to support Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda in the vote of confidence. The Nepali Congress will decide whether to give a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda on the 10th of January. A meeting of the Parliamentary Party of the Nepali Congress held at Simhadarbar today decided to finalize the matter of vote of confidence for the current government on Tuesday. Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to take the vote of confidence on Tuesday itself. Likewise, the main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has decided to work together in order to make its role strong and effective in the federal parliament. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak said, in a parliamentary party, Party President Sher Bahadur Deva directed its lawmakers to remain active in the opposition bench. Later, Lekhak further said the meeting also extended gratitude to voters for making the Nepali Congress largest party in the House of Representatives. CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli has pledged full support to the current government for its success. At an orientation program organized by the party's Department of Parliamentary Affairs to orient the lawmakers about parliamentary practices today, Chairperson Oli reiterated the government would become successful in politics and making policies, assuring that Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda will win the vote of confidence on the 10th of January. Chairperson Oli directed lawmakers to reach the parliament building timely on the day. On a different note, Chair Oli urged the friendly nations to collaborate with the current government by adopting positive policies to support it. He further said the government would stand against any external interference in the internal affairs of Nepal. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said sustainable initiatives would be taken to ensure dignified life for the Badi community. During a meeting with leaders of the Badi community at Balwata today, Prime Minister Dahal vowed to resolve problems seen in the implementation of the decisions made when he was the Prime Minister for the first time. Prime Minister Dahal's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma said Prime Minister Dahal promised to take effective measures to resolve the Badi community's problems. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said formulation of the Federal Education Act is the government's priority. Addressing a central committee meeting of the United All Nepal Teachers Organization in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Dahal said the government was serious to formulate the Federal Education Act. On the occasion, the Prime Minister pledged to construct a special hospital for teachers and claimed to have forwarded the process for the same. He also vowed to ensure a dignified life for teachers. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamisani clarified the transfer and promotion of police employees would be made on the basis of capacity, professionalism, morality and knowledge. In his address to a function after inspecting the Holsug West headquarters of the Armed Police Force today, Home Minister Lamisani said many security personnel might have been disappointed due to unfair treatment on promotion and transfer. On the occasion, the Home Minister urged the senior officials to competently carry out the designated responsibilities, shunning the tendency of imposing discrimination against their fellow staff. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Daily ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gunhos.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The bird census has started in Nepal today. Himalayan Nature, under the leadership of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation, began counting birds in all national parks, woodlands and reservoirs of the country. National Coordinator of the Bird Census, Dr. Hemsagar Baral, said 350 bird experts and conservationists are participating in the census, which will run for 3 weeks. According to the latest statistics, there are 892 species of birds found in Nepal, whereas Chitwan alone is home to 652 species of them. The Central Bureau of Statistics is making preparations to publish the results of the National Agriculture Census by the 12th of February. Sahan Lakshmi Tamrakar, a senior officer at the Section of Agro-Forestry and Fishery Statistics, said around 350,000 farmers representing 753 local levels were interviewed and documented. Bureau officer Ganesh Puyal said the 7th census was carried out from mid-April to mid-June 2021. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Kevin McCarthy has been elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives after heated exchange which almost saw fellow Republicans come to blows. It took 15 rounds of voting for Mr. McCarthy to win the job, despite his party having a majority in the chamber. A BBC report states that Mr. McCarthy was elected after a dramatic fresher campaign played out live on the House floor as party rebel Matt Gaetz was urged to vote for Mr. McCarthy. The Taliban administration has denounced Britain's Prince Harry for his admission of killing 25 people while on military duty in Afghanistan. A senior Afghan officer has accused the royal of killing innocent civilians. An Al Jazeera report quotes Taliban leader Anas Haqqani that they checked and found that the day on which Prince Harry was mentioning the killing of 25 Mujahideen that did not have any casualties in Helmand. Claiming the British royal killed civilians and ordinary people, the Taliban has accused him of committing a war crime. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN Maoist Center forms a 5-member task force led by Vice Chair Krishna Bahadur Mahara for comprehensive leftist unification. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party to decide on vote of confidence to Prime Minister on 10th of January. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says formulating Federal Education Act is government's priority. And Kevin McCarthy elected U.S. House Speaker after 15 rounds of voting. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned. And have a good night.